Hi, my name is Danny and I am a horticulturalist. Welcome to my little podcast, Leaves, Stems and Roots.
Season 1, Episode 14, Why It's Important to Engage Kids in the Garden. Hello my dear leaflets. Quotes provided from some actual kids over the years. Getting dirty is fun. Gardening is good. Learning is fun. Okay, this may be one that a kid thought I wanted to hear. Organic food is yummy. It's fun to make plants. A bit of admin before I start. Thanks for all your kind words of encouragement and rating of the show. It really does help. If you haven't yet, please rate the show. It helps grow my audience. To help with the setup and continuing of the show, you can now subscribe. Link in the show notes. Please check out the pictures I speak of through my website, stemsleavesandroots.com, and on Instagram, stems_leaves_and_roots_with_Danny. I hope to add some more fun things to TikTok too. I am trying to make it as easy as possible for you to listen to and interact with me with questions, comments, and yes, even criticisms. Okay, on with the show. At the beginning of this podcast, I spoke about the Stephanie Alexander program plus other such programs around the world. If you haven't listened to this, please go back after listening to this episode. So it seems appropriate to end this season with talking about this topic. Yes, this is the final episode of the season. Don't worry, there will be not much time between seasons. I spent 6 years working with the kids through the Stephanie Alexander program, plus I have my own kid. So I think I'm quite in the know of the fundamentals of why children need to be out there in your veggie patch. I will also give you some anecdotal reasons, plus scientific and psychological reasons why it's important. Okay, so I read a few articles on this, and the main reasons why it's important are the following. To get kids out of the house and to get in tune with nature. To be immersed in nature. What does that mean? My kid walks to and from school. He's getting fresh air. That's nature. What is the definition of nature? Yes, definition time. The phenomena of the physical world collectively, including plants, animals, the landscape, and other features and products of the earth, as opposed to humans or human creations. Okay, what the heck does this have to do with kids in their veggie garden? One could say that everything in the garden is human created. There should be a sound for eye roll. Okay, when my kid was about 12 months, I was in a mother's group. Still am, but the kids would not know one another. And we would catch up in the park. I would sit him on the ground and he would crawl to different areas, getting himself immersed in the new tactile sensations around his body. Obviously, I made sure things didn't go into his mouth and kept an eye on him with other kids and animals, insects, etc. And this is not a parenting podcast, so I'm not saying this is what all parents do or should do. Actually, I think I was the only one who didn't have a baby blanket. If I had sat him upon it, he would have moved off it in 3 seconds. What I'm saying is getting kids into nature as soon as possible is good for them. It engages all of their senses. Touch, as I said before, sight, hearing, smell, and in the veggie garden, yay, we got back to it, taste. Gasp! But there are poisonous things in the garden, as you said in the last episode. With anything, you need to have a few rules. Make sure your kid knows they can't pick anything without speaking to an adult first. Little kids need to be only in the garden when you or another adult is there. Why? Well, it's common sense. Duh. Okay, so we have had our kids in the garden. What's the first thing you need to get them interacted in? First of all, you need to go through the garden to show all the hazards and let them smell different herbs or flowers in your garden. If there are some herbs, don't you hate how Americans say herbs? There are great to taste. At the school, we had 5 different species of mint, and I would try and get them to pick the difference. Did you know that in a class of 25 kids, approximately 10% kids would hate, not dislike mildly, but loathe chocolate mint? My mum actually was one of them. Weird, hey? Shout out to my mum and dad, who volunteered in the first few years at the Stephanie Alexander Kitchen Garden program when I was there. Unfortunately, COVID hit when my son was able to do it and my parents couldn't be there, which is very disappointing for all concerned. Get your kids to feel the soil within your fingers. And if you have a compost bin, let them get to know the smells of it. On the whole, I believe the kids should wear gloves. But sometimes, when you want your kids to make some mud pies, just let them. If you get them interactive with gardening at an early age, this can help them with their fine motor skills. Most childcares have gardening incorporated with the older kids. And at my son's kindy, there were chooks. The kindy was a part of the childcare he was a part of. We have spoken about chickens in episode 12. It has also been proven that getting kids involved in gardening at an early age helps them in mathematics and scientific concepts. If we can get kids involved outdoor activities, this lessens times inside in front of the screens. Renowned Russian psychologist Lev Vygotsky, apologies for pronunciation, introduced the concept of unstructured education in social and learning areas. This would allow kids to be resilient, improve confidence and independence, and as said before, help with fine motor skills. So including nature and therefore gardening in your child's curriculum should be a no-brainer, whether in a classroom situation or at home. If you are unsure of what you're doing, it could be something you could get the whole family involved with. And you don't have to start with veggie gardens. You could start with a succulent garden, adding things like lamb's ears as they are very soft and so easy to grow. I know they're not a succulent, but I just thought of them. Let kids understand what veggies grow best in your area. Get them to design a garden bed, adding such things. Teach your kids about garden maintenance. As I say to some of the kids when they give me screwed up faces when they have to turn the compost, that it's not just about planting and watering, especially at this time of year in Melbourne, am I right? We also have to do the non-glamorous side of gardening, including weeding and cleaning up, which I have to say is one of my least favourite things to do. It's a reason to get an apprentice, I reckon. Kids also need to understand how to water properly and how to look after their tools properly, and this includes their gloves. It sounds like a lot, but if we can get kids more interested in nature than on their screens, we've done well, yeah? If you get your child interested in where their food comes from, this will give them more of an understanding of why, at times, there are shortages of their favourite veggie or fruit in the supermarket. Plus, to watch a child plant a seed and see it change into seedling and then a full-on plant is amazing. My kid planted an iris bulb and it's been slowly flowering and doing its thing over the last 7 years. At the school, there was a kid who wasn't all that excited about gardening. He found a random seed and asked what he should do with it. I said, fill a pot with soil and see how it goes. He did this, and from then he was hooked. Every week he came to see it. When it was time to plant in the bed, he was so excited. It was a bean. And since then, he has had babies and grandbabies. I also think I wrote on the seed container kids' names, grandbabies. Luckily, the lovely woman who took over from me knows my sense of humour. I worked with some wonderful people throughout my time at the Stephanie Alexander Kitchen and Garden program. I reached out to one of them to ask what she thought about the program, and in her own words, she said, "The kids enjoy the garden. They don't see it as learning, but it's lifelong learning skills that they might not use directly now, but call on later in life." I think this says it all. Thank you, dear teacher. You know who you are. So that's why kids should be interactive in gardens. As with the quotes I stated at the beginning of the episode, getting dirty is fun. Isn't this the truth? I'm sure some of the teachers were annoyed with the state of some of the kids at the end of the kitchen garden. If your kid is dirty at home, chuck him, her in the shower. Obviously, what am I going to say is a no-brainer, and I may hear that eye roll sound again, but even if the kids are wearing gloves, they need to wash their hands. Gardening is good. I swear a kid said this. This was not just me. Learning is fun. As I said earlier, this may be one that a kid thought I wanted to hear. However, some kids really do like learning, and learning without it feeling educational is the best. Organic food is yummy. Indeed. I mean, seriously, tomatoes from your garden is the best. How much yummier are they than those tasteless red things in the store? Same goes with strawberries. It's actually like a different fruit. But when I was in Girl Guides a very long time ago, they used to have cordial, and because they didn't have much money, they would have like a sprinkle of cordial with like water, and it was just disgusting. That's how some strawberries from the store taste like, I reckon. Anyway, it's fun to make plans. I have to say this is my favorite one. I agree. It's fun making plants. Talking about making plants, I have planted a few things lately. I have planted some spring onions, as you know from the last episode, and they are starting to show their little heads. I made a succulent garden this morning because, oh, my succulents were going nuts. I have some that are looking absolutely fantastic, and then others are just like, you know. So I've actually moved them about, changed their soil, and given them a big drink of water, and I'm hoping that they will come back. I have a big planter of aloe vera. So I have, as you know, native mint and pineapple sage, and I made homemade tea and refrigerated it. I'm actually drinking it at the moment, and it is so yummy. It is so refreshing, and it's not so strong that it is like overpowering. There's just a subtle hint of both pineapple sage and the mint. It's just absolutely yummy. One thing that I'm really upset about is that my Vietnamese mint has died completely. I thought I may have saved it. However, it's completely gone, which I'm really upset about. However, I was able to save the leaves, and I was able to dry them out even more and have made them into a herb, like a dried herb. So I'm going to keep that. So that's awesome. So that's it for season one. What did you think? Please let me know. I know episodes have been quite sporadic this season, but it's only me. But I'm hoping next season I'll be a bit more up to date with what's going on. And guess what? You won't have to wait too long for the next season. Hang on, Danny. What about those seed episodes? Have you forgotten? I know, but they will be my first episodes of my new season. And what's that? It's gardening on a shoestring. Yes, I'm going to be talking about gardening on a budget. And as it kind of overflows from this one of why children should be in the garden, I'm going to talk a bit about mental health and why for me it's really important for me to go outside every now and again, and also talk to some people in the mental health industry about why it's important to be out in the sun. I'm going to be talking about gardening on budget. In the world we're in at the moment, it's getting harder to stay afloat. I'm a sole trader and I'm a single mum, and it's hard sometimes to keep things going. So I'm going to share with you some of my ways of keeping afloat with my garden. Yes, you can have the pretties in your garden and not have to have $1 million, and you don't have to actually buy everything. And as you would remember from the last season, this last season, there is a lot of things that we can do to ensure you to save seeds and cuttings, and therefore I've given you maybe the basics. So obviously I will continue to chat about kitchen gardens. Did you really think that was going to be the end of it? When I first started this podcast, I thought doing it in season form would be best. But now I'm not so sure, as everything entwines with everything else. As I said before, with mental health and kids in the garden and kitchen garden, you can't just say I'm going to do one season of kitchen garden and that's it. Okay, anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please rate and review, and until next time, my dear leaflets, toodle-oo. All media pertaining to this episode will be in the show notes. Please follow through Instagram, and we now have a Facebook group. Please remember to rate and review, and remember to pull up your plants so we can get dirty. Blop, blop.